hugely disappointing because Leeds were really in control, and certainly in the first half, as we said, he had the better of it, but Leeds went in with one goal to the good, and then in the second half they hung on, caught them on the break for that 2-0 lead. And from there, though, I said at midway through the second half as well, you can't just sit back. What you need to do is make sure you keep playing, keep being a threat. Well, they didn't do that. They started getting sloppy, giving the ball away in dangerous area, hacking it clear rather than keeping control of the ball. But at 2-0, you still thought that is going to be enough. But Bristol City, when they got their first goal, which was an excellent goal at the near post, after that, it really was all Bristol City. Leeds just couldn't retain possession. It's coming back at them left and right, flashing across the goal. And I suppose in the end, one team wanted to get themselves another goal, and that was the home side, and they did get their goal. But from Leeds' point of view, hugely disappointing.
Hugely, hugely disappointing. And Leeds, just they looked in utter control, but just before that first goal, they started to wobble a little bit, didn't they?
No, they did, but we said, didn't we, that suddenly Bristol City ran out of ideas. And the first half, there was great movement with their strikers. The centre-halves were coming out with the ball and pinging 40, 50-yard balls along, flying, certainly wing-backs. That wasn't there anymore, and you could just see the shoulders were slumped. The subs came on, didn't have too much of an influence, but then all of a sudden they did. I thought Burns was outstanding down this right-hand side. He put on some great balls. Agard was certainly attacking the goal line really well, and they just looked like they could conjure up a goal in the last 5-10 minutes. My goodness, Leeds were just shot to pieces, and it was all Bristol City, which is amazing when you couldn't see that in the previous, 80, 85 minutes.
Yeah, the home side, absolutely. Well, the fans that were so flat with 10 minutes left, they're buzzing. This feels like a first win of the season for them, doesn't it? I know it's only a point, but they go home with a bit of belief. Leeds fans just wondering what went wrong in that last few minutes.
Which seems strange because you come away from home and you've got a draw, but yeah, they will feel hugely disappointed because really 5 points, what a difference that would have made, probably closer to the playoffs. And yes, I know it's a long way to go, but it is so very, very important. And from Bristol City's point of view, well, they look dead and buried. To get anything out of the game is a huge relief. They finally get themselves on the board, but the Leeds' point of view, they really need to do better in possession. It was the same in the first half as well. They weren't good enough in possession because they couldn't get their support to Wood. But what they did do well on the break, a couple of opportunities they had, they took them well, especially the second goal. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. It was great play, but it wasn't enough control in midfield. And we talked about Phillips. I thought he had an outstanding game, but it was defensively that he had to try and fit in. But everyone else, I've got to say, at times, they were just hacking the ball away. No composure when the pressure was on.
What happens now then for Uwe Rosler? Because he's got a pick. I know Sheffield Wednesday have played tonight as well, but that'll, I know playing games makes you tired, but that late goal will suck the energy out and the life out of the team, won't it?
Yeah, it was. And what he needs to do, and that's what he's paid for, is to really get the boys back up, get their spirits up, and get them ready to go again. Because, but this will be a hammer blow just because of the way the performance went. They were in control, looking really good. And we said at the time as well, there's still opportunity to score. And you think Mowat, two or three times he had the ball in great areas and he slipped at the wrong time or passed the wrong ball. It really was a frustrating time. But you have to give credit as well to Bristol City. They made the change, they kept playing, and it wasn't just one or two chances they had, did they? I mean, they were whizzing that ball across the six-yard box, into the 18-yard box in the last 10, 15 minutes, more than they ever did. So they kept to their game plan. They just about got away with it, but they shouldn't have been allowed to.
No, they shouldn't. The positives tonight, Antonucci and Wood were good as a pair, actually. They linked up very well. Wood gets his first goal. Hopefully that gets him off and running. But that's the third time this season Leeds have been in front and the third time they haven't won.
And that's a disappointing thing because they have looked, to be fair to them, pretty solid. And yes, Bristol City in the first have had one or two opportunities, but up to the 85th minute, there wasn't an issue at all. But I think it all stems back to the way they don't keep possession well enough in midfield, because you don't then drop further and further back. And that's what was happening. The spaces started getting bigger. And I don't know why, but at times the easy ball, and I'm not trying to pick on Wharton, but there's two or three occasions there, he just sliced it, anywhere. That's not good enough. You've got to make sure you try and retain the ball. And it wasn't long after that that they then come to this right-hand side and got their first goal back, and that really then started an avalanche of chances.
Yeah, it did indeed. It's frustrating, isn't it? It really is frustrating.
Who'd be a manager as well, my goodness. Oh. Because Rosler, I think he must have set his side up, but right, I've done everything well, I've got him on the break again now. Just show a bit of composure and we can see this one out. And they couldn't.